for today. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for time of fellowship with you, Lord, for time of your presence, Lord. Fill us with your word. Fill us with your presence. Help us to hear, to listen, to hear, and to obey your words, Lord. B'shem Yeshua. Amen. Today, actually, a very interesting beginning of the service, and throughout all the service, I heard these words during the Torah teaser. Thank you, Aaron. Not give up. Let's say it together, not give up. Have Torah. Love to Jerusalem. Brita Hadasha. Not give up. Not give up. Continued in faith. Actually, my message today, it's really very similar to it. I would say not give up. I name it, He turns my tears into joy. Actually, it's not give up. And I could stay here and stop here and we can go, but I want to continue. Not give up, not give up. He turns my tears into joy. Sometimes that looks like defeat can lead to victory in the Lord. Actually, many times. Something that looks like defeat can lead into victory in the Lord. And this is not a message primary about business side of our life, but I want to speak about our spiritual journey with the Lord. This includes also financial side and everything, but primarily about spiritual experience with the Lord. I want to read from the Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I want to remind a story of Deuteronomy chapter 4. So this is the last book of Torah. And chapter 4, verse 9, and later on, the Moses, he reminds the Jewish people their past. And I want to read it here. Only be watchful and watch over your soul closely. I like this word, only. So pay attention. Be careful. This is one of the most important things in your life. Be watchful. So you do not forget the things your eyes have seen and they slip from your heart all the days of your life. Remember. Remember. And not only for yourself. You are to make them known to your children. It's not enough for yourself. And your children's children. In English, it's grandchildren. Am I correct? Yes, good. You see, I'm learning a little bit. So, please, be watchful, watch over your soul closely, and remember, don't forget anything. And if you read later, the Moses, he reminds them their past, and he speaks about their future in the same chapter. And he's speaking straight to them. He's not hiding anything. Actually, Torah is the very honest book. When we speak from our past to our children, we like to speak only good things. My son, how good I was in my childhood. You need to be like me, even better. We had bar mitzvah preparation with one of the boys, I will not tell his name, and once we asked him, can you name one of the sins of your life? So he tried to explain, and we look at each other with Rabbi David and said, this is even not sin, you know. It would be one of the great part of my life in the childhood, because he's so honest with the Lord and his life and everything. So, but here we can see that the Lord is showing everything. He's not hiding anything. He's speaking truly and openly about their mistakes, about their sins, about problems in their life in the past. And also he's showing about future. He's speaking about future there. He boldly and directly speaks about everything. And also one of the reasons why he reminds them each time when the Lord was merciful and gave them victory, even during their failures and difficult times. Always the Lord is there. Always the Lord is with them. The Lord taught them lessons from their past. And this is very important for our life, to remember lessons from our past. It is important that we remember every instance when the Lord comes to help you, every lesson the Lord teaches you, good and bad parts. And sometimes I notice for my life, I'm not sure about your life, maybe it's different, but my life, sometimes my past not very pleasant. Everybody? Oh, thank you. I'm not alone. I'm feeling good now here. Sometimes days gone by were not days full of victory. Sometimes it's victorious day and we feel ourselves like bubble fills with happiness and everything. And sometimes this bubble very low. But we should never forget that those experiences result in our growth, good and bad, everything. It is from them that we are built up in our faith and we learn to walk with the Lord. And I don't sell it here, good news, you know? You know what is it? What does it mean to sell good news? Come to the Lord, everything will be. And smile. Smile, very important here. I don't know, maybe for somebody it works, but not for me. Not every day is the day of victory. Not every day is the day of good feeling or anything. Sometimes we have hard time. Sometimes we need to press. Sometimes we need to pray through. Sometimes we need to ask forgiveness, actually every day. We need to be honest with the Lord because He is honest with us. It is important to remember the unpleasant days as well as the good days. And the most important thing I want to say here, because I don't want to give praise to the bad days of our life. So the most important, we need to see them all from the perspective of forgiveness and love of the Lord. This is very important for us. Look at our failures from the perspective of the Lord. Because He forgives us. He forgave us. See, He loves us so much. Amen. Therefore, the Lord teaches us to look at everything with His eyes, on our victories and our defeats. He wants to manifest His glory in every part of our life, in our times of weakness and in times of strength. And one of the most beautiful places of Scripture, I think if you have problems with it, stick it in your refrigerator. Just remember, put in your, everywhere, remind for yourself. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now we know, and I like this, now we know. Now we know. It looks like we don't know before. Now we know, actually. Praise the Lord. If you will leave this place, remember this, now we know. That all things work together for good. Let's say it together, work together for good. But please be careful, not for everyone. For those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Let's say together, who loves God, who are called according to His purpose. Sometimes it is hard to believe that God and how God is great and merciful for us. But we need to remember it. He is always work for us. He is always behind us. He is always fights for us. Never give up in your walk with the Lord. Never, never, ever. Actually, faith, you need to have faith, and faith helps you in the low points of your life. When you are on the top of the mountain, sometimes you just feel like everything's good, it's cool. But when you sometimes in the low place of your life, this is the moment when you need to work with your faith, work through. I had some experiences in my life, and it was very hard time to walk through. I believe you had your experiences, and I know one truth. The most difficult experience in the life, it's my experience. What do you think? I mean, yours experience, my experience, because it's my experience. It's my experience. But I will not give these days. It's so important for me to remember these days. All these prayers, all my doubts, all my tears, it's important for me. This is my experience with the Lord. Because of these experiences, I'm here. I came to that point in my life. And I praise the Lord for everything. I want to look at the example of Moses, because he is the greatest example for us. Great example for us. Because I want to read from the verse 25, chapter 3. So Moses here crying to the Lord. And he asked, Lord, may I enter the promised land? You remember the story. He was angry at the people of Israel, and he did sin before the Lord. And the Lord told him, you will not enter the promised land. So the Lord, he's the man, so he's crying to the Lord. He wants, this is his dream. Please, let me go across and see the good land on the other side of the Jordan. That wonderful hill country and the Lebanon. Can you imagine his heart? He's crying to the Lord because this is everything for him. He dreamed to be there. But Adonai was angry with me on account of you. Sorry. And he didn't listen to me. Adonai said to me, and now from you, don't say another word to make about this to me about this matter. Climb up to the top of Pisgah and look out to the west, north, south, and east. Look with your eyes, but you will not go across this Jordan. However, commission Joshua, encourage him and strengthen him, for he will lead these people across the and enable them to inherit the land that you will see. So the word for the Moses from the Lord was, you will not cross the Jordan. And probably if there was a man who deserved to enter the land, it was the Moses. He endured the hardship of the path, fulfilled his true calling, and remained constant with the Lord, even when the entire nation opposed him. So he was faithful to the Lord. And actually, you know, I want to go forward. I want not to be here in the low point. Actually, the Lord accomplished and answered his prayers. You know when? Brit HaChadasha, Mount of Transformation. Moses came to his friend because Lord called him my friend. And he came to the promised land. He stood there with Yeshua in his glory. He received much more than he expected to receive. But in that moment, it looks like failure for Moses. He was not allowed to go across Jordan, even through his prayers. It was a moment that everyone in Israel can see as a failure. Yes. And it was grief for Israel without Moses to enter the promised land, without leader. But look at the reaction of Moses. It's incredible reaction. He did not scream or take offense at the Lord or cry out in his frustration. He accepts the will of the Lord. He was humble. Let's say together, humble. When I say the humble, even my voice gets humble. Because he was humble. He was humble. It's great humbleness to receive everything from the Lord. Everything. But I want to remind one more time. This story can look like a terrible defeat for Moses from outside. And sadness for the nation of Israel. Because just then they were ready to enter the promised land. Suddenly Moses was gone. And it was a very scary moment and time for Israel to lose their leader. The mighty man of God. The man who was answer for them every time. We want to meet Moses. We want to water Moses. What else do they want? I don't remember everything, but they want too much. And now he is left. But let's look at the result of humbleness of Moses. This is the story of Joshua chapter 1. So let's remember, low point, difficult point, difficult time for Israel, for Moses. But let's look on the results. Something that looks like defeat, let's look what's happened in future. First chapter, Joshua, Yehoshua ben Nun, verses 16 and 18. Then they answered Joshua, saying, "All that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go." What a words. For 40 years, it was different words. But here, eventually, praise the Lord, they came to the point. They receive, they accept something. They embrace something. And they told him, "We are ready. 40 years is enough for us. We are ready. We will go. We are with you." Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, I would say, so we will obey you. Only may Adonai your God be with you as he was with Moses. Look at the result of the Moses, of humbleness of Moses. This low point became a great mountain, mount of victory. For whole Israel, for the nation of Israel. For 40 years they had been filled with fears, with murmurings, in constant opposition to Moses. But now, such a change in their hearts. They're ready. They received from the Lord. Of course, it had been so convenient for them to hide behind Moses. It was very convenient. To make him the bad guy for their every difficulty. Very easy. And so many people demanded good things from the hand of Moses and simply forgot about the hand of the Lord at that time. But finally, the right time had come and the hearts of many people were changed. And they boldly entered the promised land and they took this land for themselves and for the Lord. And I don't see here anymore, yes, of course, even though at times they still had difficulties, they still gave in to sin sometimes, but general picture, they were ready. They pursued in the goal. They took the land. The Lord took all the experiences of the wilderness and turned it into victory. And at last, the promised land became their home. And I believe without low points, they will not be ready to enter the promised land. Everything for 40 years, they took the lesson. The Lord taught them lesson and they accepted, they received this lesson for them. It's important. Let's look one more interesting example in the scriptures. And this is Brit Hadashah. Actually, I believe the story about Moses, this is a prophetic picture or future story. So John chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. Yeshua revealed them way of salvation, good news about his death and his resurrection. He told them about his future. In verse 6, instead, because I have said these things to you, you are overcome with grief. Grief. The same situation with Moses. Grief. It's not good news for them because they like to be with him. He is the answer for them. If somebody needs healing, Yeshua. If somebody wants to eat something, Yeshua. If somebody has a question, Yeshua. Sometimes it's not good answers for them. Not pleasant, but what to do? Verse 7, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage, that I go away. For if I don't go away, the comforting counselor will not come to you. However, if I do go, I will send him to you. So, what a picture here. Yeshua taught the disciples about his calling, about the great plan of redemption to become available through his death and resurrection, but they were not ready to embrace it, to comprehend it. And remember the answer of Peter in the Mount of Olives, when Yeshua told him, now people will come and take me. Do you remember what he did? Come on, Torah scholars. We know the answer. He took the sword. And next thing, what he did? Boom. Small circumcision in the area of fear. He was professional to fight. But you know what's happened next? Yeshua took the ear and healed this man. And he told Peter, put your sword out. They were not ready to embrace. Why? In the eyes of the world, and even the eyes of the apostles, Yeshua's plan looked like defeat. I'm sorry. I have a water here. That's good. The fruits of Yeshua's work seems so small. 11 scared people and one Judah. This is all fruits, nothing more. And you remember how bold they were, 11 people, and especially Apostle Peter, Shimon. 3 times he denied Yeshua. Why? Because he was afraid. Do you remember what 11 told to each other after Yeshua's death? What we are doing here? Let's go fishing. Let's go to home. It's done. It's nothing to do. I like the John chapter 20, verse 19. In the evening that same day, the first day of the week, when the Talmidim were gathered together behind locked doors, let's say together, locked doors. For me, it's interesting how many locks were at the doors. Looks like many. Out of fear of the Judeans, Yeshua came, stood in the middle, and said, Shalom Aleichem. I like these words. So, how bold they were. Not so much. Closed doors, locks on the doors. They were afraid. Why am I telling this so much? Because it was low point in their life. It looks like defeat for them. It does not work. He died. They killed him. We trust him with everything, with all, and he has failed us. Let's go home. Let's fishing. They had been happy with Yeshua. After all, he fed them, he provided for them, he healed them. But after his death, they were in fear. It appears to them that Yeshua's life and ministry were an absolute failure in their eyes, but not in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord's measures are different from ours. Our low point could be great base for victory of the Lord. Foundation of the victory. Why? Because, you know, I want to share with you a small secret. Don't tell anybody, please. It's between us and the people who will listen it here. The glory of the Lord belongs to the Lord. And he will not share it with us. So when we are strong, we are strong. But sometimes in the low point of our life, he is strong. He is strong. He comes forward in low points of our life. And he did miracle. He is the Lord of miracles. Amen. And what happened after Yeshua rose from the dead? Do you remember what happened? 120 people, including these 11, brought revival to Israel and to the whole world. They shook the world. And we are here because of them. They shaped the world by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. So the Lord took this low point and he turns it to great victory. He took their fear and he manifests himself so mighty. Even Apostle Peter, the great warrior, he was not afraid anymore. He stood in front of thousands of people with boldness, full of God's glory, his mercy, his love, without fear of death at all, because the Lord took his low point, his difficult, and he gave him his glory, his power. Because not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, sometimes we tend to give up, you know. Of course, we are so bold, we are poof. But, you know, sometimes. But not give up, because who knows, next step could be the step of victory for you. Step of victory for you. I want to read about one interesting man. So don't give up. Let's say with me, don't give up. Thank you for helping me. One more example, and great example for me. This is, I want to speak this, tell the story about Joseph Rabinovich. Who knows the story about him? I'm sorry for picture. It looks like camera was not good. No, it's the... Joseph Rabinovich was born on 23rd September 1837. He was a founder of the first Jewish Messianic congregation in Kishinev, former Russian Empire. Today it is Moldova. Rabinovich raised and schooled in the strict Hasidic teaching. Around 1882, it's not 2002, 1882, 200 years ago, an Orthodox Jewish man by the name of Joseph Rabinovich from Russia went on a journey to Palestine, and he later testified to the fact that he faced a dynamic turning point in his life during this trip. While there, Rabinovich said, "Something profound changed my life." On his returns to Kishinev, to Moldova, to capital of Bessarabia, southwestern Russia, he was a new man, as he later described it. On Jerusalem's Mount of Olives, he made the matchless discovery that Jesus is Israel's King and Messiah. the brother of the Jews, and thus the answer to the Jewish question. Wow. I feel December 24th, 1884, he founded first Messianic congregation named Bnei Brit Hadasha, Sons of the New Covenant. His congregation had about 100 people. From that point on, Rabinovich's new movement was called Israelites of the New Covenant. He faced with great opposition. Whole Jewish world stood against him. He was under great attack. And he was not welcomed in most of Christian churches because he was a Jew. He denied to be a Protestant or Catholic or Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, because he was a Jew. But he remained faithful. After his death, congregation were dispersed, and it looked like everything was stopped, looked like defeat. But from his work, hundreds of Jewish people met with their Messiah. And today we have thousands of Messianic congregations around the world, and part of it because of Rabinovich. And when the Lord begins to touch in the modern time, the Jewish hearts, and Jewish believers came together and prayed, what should we do? We are Jews. We believe in Yeshua and Jesus. What should we do? They looked at the story of Rabinovich as the example. We can be Jewish people and believe in Yeshua. It's normal. We have pioneer of our faith. First, Yeshua and the people who followed him. You see, something that looks like defeat could be the great victory. We can look at it as a defeat, but the Lord knows future. Never give up in your spiritual journey with the Lord. Never say, I couldn't do anymore. Yes, you can't. You can't. With all our abilities, we can do very little. But not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So remember to always persevere in your spiritual journey, to remain faithful to the Lord and His call, even if it's not going well for now. If it's not going well for now, persevere, go forward. And remember, our lives is not always a bed of roses. And even roses have thorns. What do you think? Am I right? And the last example, and we'll finish. I want to read this example because I believe it's important. There's this famous story about Sir Winston Churchill, who near the end of his distinguished career was asked to return and speak at his old school. The great date finally arrived, and after the school's fanfare and acclamation, Sir Winston stood to his feet, acknowledged the introduction, and gave the following address, which is quoted in full. I want to read it in full. His message, his speech. He said, young man, never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never, 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 never. It's all. It's all. This is my point today. He turns our tears into joy. He looks in our hearts. He notices our faithfulness. He is with us in our great moments and during our difficulties. But hold him. Never let him go. Never let him go. Never let him go. Never give up. You remember Yaakov? He became Israel in very low point of his life. Very low point. He became Israel. He stood in his faith. And he win. He won the victory. Let no one, not the evil, not people, ever deflect us from that appointment. May no earthly influence ever cause us to stray from our goal. We are called to join in the work, to pick up our cross and to follow Yeshua. There is so much to do. There are so many people needs our help, our prayers. For us, as a congregation, we have a unique task, that is to serve salvation to the Jewish people. And we are in a unique place in the Jewish Messianic community congregation. We have been appointed by God to be shepherds of Israel. Remember it, grasp it, and never give up. Never give up, never give up. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. I want to close with the prayers, and I want to pray for everyone. Thank you. And especially I want to invite people who are never had opportunity to embrace, to receive Yeshua as their Lord and Savior. If you are here for first time, or maybe you already was here, this is for you. The Lord loves you so much. He gave His only Son that you will have life, eternal life with Him. Jewish Messiah, the Lord and Savior. So I want to pray. If you want to get right with the Lord and receive Him by faith, pray with me. Let's pray. Our Father, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I come to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son, and I ask for forgiveness. Lord, please forgive my sins. Forgive my iniquities, Lord. And I invite you in my heart, in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Yeshua the Messiah. And I proclaim Him as my Lord and my Savior of my life. Thank you for great victory through His death and His resurrection. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand together and don't be alone, please. We'll finish our service with the Aaronic benediction.
We're all together as family. You know, this prayer has been said over physical and spiritual deserts for thousands of years. So let it wash over you. If you like, close your eyes, but let it envelop you for today and this week. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant each and every one of you His peace. Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'yachunecha. Yisa Adonai Adonai panav elecha. Shesem Lacha Shalom. Never give up.
Shabbat Shalom, and please don't remember about your children. They are waiting for you at Shabbat school. Shabbat Shalom.